Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Podcast. My name is CT McManison. For the next little bit, it'll be my job to take your mind off the craziness of the world out there, get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are finally back up after two long weeks, and I'm sorry that we're starting the show just a shade later than what we normally do. It being 6:14, we normally roll in at 6 o'clock. My apologies, guys. We're really getting used to a new professional position and getting everything home and getting ready and getting on for you guys. So welcome to episode 149, guys. We have an amazing show for you planned tonight. We will be joined by the Iron Maiden tribute Ancient Mariners, great friends of ours. Haven't touched base in a while and really looking forward to seeing what they are up to. Then after that, it'll be Joseph Amabile of Victim of Vengeance, which is a Judas Priest tribute band, and his original band is Sister Salvation. Guys, I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. And if you guys have anything you want to talk about, discuss, phone number here is 914-338-1885. I want to give a shout out real quick to our sponsor for the show, That is Rosenfeld Dental Associates. They're located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey, just 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them online at www.njsmile.com. Once again, that is www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the Rock Doc. David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Make sure to tell them the CT sent you. Second up is our partner, Phoenix Custom Printing. Guys, if you're looking for anything as far as band merchandise is concerned, family reunions, picnics, those sort of things, reach out to this guy. His phone number is 410-206-2081. Once again, that number is 410-206-2081. You can also drop him an email at phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. Once again, that's phoenixcustominc@gmail.com. You mention the Rock and Roll Union or CT, and he will take 25% off your total order. And finally, to the home of pick sticks and laminates, Brett Hunt Customs. Guys, if you're looking for the next big thing to step up that merch game, looking for unique custom ideas, event posters, laminates, picks, he's got you covered. Phone number 410-508-1233. Once again, that number is 410-508-1233. Him as well, you hit him up and tell him that CT or the Rock and Roll Union sent you. He'll take 25% off your order, guys. Don't want to miss it, guys. Make sure you reach out to those guys today. We're going to go ahead and listen to our featured song of the week. It's a little older, but got to love it nonetheless. Here's Wild Street and a little Tennessee Cocaine.
Slow down, don't wanna come down. I wanna feel it, baby, feel it. Tap the name now.
Babylon Shakes with Drink My Wine. Guys, I'm going to start suggesting shows to you. Each episode of this podcast that I suggest you guys get out and see for the upcoming week. And that is our featured show of the week, our suggested show of the week. That is Babylon Shakes, Rat Rod, Level Eye, and Instinct. They will be hitting up the Rusty Nail in Ardmore, PA this Friday night. Guys, you want to get out there and check them out. That is a hell of a show. It's been a while since the boys and Rat Rod paired up with Babylon Shakes, but really, really excited to see that happen, and they're going to be really, really rocking it out for you guys. But we're going to do one more song as we go out to break. This is Avalanche, our boys from Down Under, and Gal from Down Under. If you like the guitar licks in this song, man, stand back because it's a female playing them friggin' parts, guys. Here is Get Back to Fuckwit City.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With CT McManus, the Lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. Our next guest has been a card-carrying member of the Rock and Roll Union for quite some time now. Really proud to bring him on board. This is Joe Amabile, lead vocalist of Screaming for Vengeance, or Scream for Vengeance, and Sister Salvation. You with us, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, CT?
Good, man. How you been?
It's actually Victim of Vengeance, not to,
Victim. I always screw that up. I don't know why, but like, I should know that.
It's
by
obviously
now.
It's obviously a play on Screaming for Vengeance and Victim of Changes, so it's all good.
Yeah, I keep wanting to throw that regular song title out there and.
Yep.
But,
that's all right. It makes people remember.
How's things going for you, man? I know you've had your hands filled, man. You've been doing a lot of arties, man. And I wanted to touch base on that because
Sure.
There's been some insanely amazing shows that have come out of there, and there's talent upon talent that I see that you build over there. Could you tell us a little bit how you got involved, where this whole thing came from?
Yeah, absolutely. Artie's out in Frenchtown. I've known Artie for about 16 years, and you know, he bought the place that is now Artie's about 6 years ago. And truthfully was going to, he was going to pack in music just because it was too much of a struggle for him. And truthfully, I, just out of really my love for music and really wanting to grow a local music scene in, you know, I'll say West Central Jersey, even PA, because we're, you know, a mile from the river. You know, I started helping him and started throwing out some ideas, and, you know, we changed the indoor venue. We put new sound system in the indoor venue. Then, you know, over COVID, we went and we got a, you know, a portable stage. So now we can have larger shows outside. And really it just snowballed and evolved. And we started getting national acts in, and we're still growing. I've still got some great ideas for some larger shows. You know, we've got a bunch of acreage there, and you know, the plans are for, you know, some small festivals, even you know, hopefully even next summer.
Dude, I gotta say, from some of the pictures that I've seen from the portable stage, you guys look like you're decked out as like a bigger amphitheater would be. Like, you have that kind of setup. It looks amazing. Joe?
You there? I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
All right, sorry about that. What I was saying was, Artie's is set up, you guys are kind of set up with that portable stage, kind of like a bigger amphitheater would be. Yeah, you guys seem to have a nice core group that comes out there and really fills up that section. Was that kind of the idea going into it?
I mean, it's definitely the feel that we're looking for the outdoors, is to, you know, have a festival kind of a feeling, but in a smaller setting, and, you know, where it's, you know, everything's all in one. I mean, you can come out to the show, you know, an hour and a half early, and you can get good food, and you can, you know, start, you know, having some beverages and enjoying yourself, and, you know, and then, like I said, it's just a fun, like, festival atmosphere, and that's really what we were shooting for.
So how much of a percentage of the shows that go on there would you say that you're involved with?
Right now, probably 90%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really out of a love for music and trying to build something, and just to keep live, you know, live original music going, but as well as having a place for people to come and enjoy, you know, cover bands as well and tribute bands and, you know, just enjoy music.
And, you know, you just kind of leewayed our way right in there, which was my next question for you, was by being both a member of a tribute act and being a member of a original band, there's a lot of venues out there that don't want to take a risk on an original band. Does
right.
Artie see that differently? And did you have any suggestion for that as far as you coming from Sister Salvation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sister Salvation was obviously before, you know, the tribute band came along, which really started as a Facebook joke, so to speak, but evolved into something that's great, to be honest with you. When I originally went into it with Art, I first started talking to him about having a place where original bands could come and showcase, and that's really where it all started. I started doing, you know, old school Battle of the Bands, and bringing in original bands, three bands in one night, and having, you know, reaching out to different industry people and trying to get guests, you know, judges and to come in. And then we did a We did a final battle over the summer. You know, we did like 5 months, and then we had those five bands kind of play off, and I think we did like a $500 grand prize, and that's kind of where the whole that's where it all started. And then we just started working more and more together and kind of expanding upon that. So he is absolutely open to original music, you know, and it's just a matter of putting it together right. It's a fine balance of business, obviously. You know, he wants to make money. The original bands want a place to play. And, you know, my goal is when original bands play and it's an all original night, you know, that they walk out of there with some money in their pocket as well. Which is, it's hard to come by when in an original band when you're, you know, it's tough.
So digging a little bit into the Judas Priest tribute that you're a part of, and you mm-hmm. said it started out as kind of like an internet joke. Can you take us through how that whole thing came out to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would, you know, when I would get done singing with Sister Salvation, and I'd get off stage, and obviously you're doing your fan round, so to speak, and speaking with people, and people would constantly come up to me and they would say, hey, you know, you look like Halford and you sing like Halford. And so one day I just threw up on my Facebook page, anybody want to start a Judas Priest tribute band? And I had, you know, no, I mean, people just came out of the woodwork and like raised their hand. You know, luckily the first three people, as far as, you know, two guitarists, one who I was already working with is the guitarist in Sister Salvation. And then another, Kevin Cust, who I knew from the band Symmetria, you know, they came on board and our, the bass player I knew, he raised his hand and I was like, all right, I already know you're good. So let's do this. And, you know, we went through like four drummers, so we finally found the guy we have now, Jeff McManus. And, you know, he's a seasoned drummer. He's toured the country and the world. You know, now he's looking to settle in and do this, and he's happy doing it. And we just all gelled, and it pulls together nicely. And, so here it is a year later, and it's I couldn't ask for more. I mean, it's just going really good.
I had a great friend that was in both a tribute act and an original band, and he used to tell me all the time that the tribute act allowed him to do the original stuff. Do you kind of look at it that way? Does the tribute thing kind of help pay the bills?
Well, you know, there's no doubt. Obviously, there's money in it if you're doing covers and you're doing a tribute show. You know, there's something that's more sellable. Until obviously you do your original band to the point where it is sellable by itself. I didn't start it for that reason, truthfully. There's no doubt that any kind of income helps fuel the original band because it all takes money.
So, you know, I got to ask, you said everybody was telling you that you looked and sounded like Halford. Was that intentional on your part?
No, not at all. No, that's not even my, it was not even my style, you know, and I never even thought about it till people said that. You know, I maybe pulled the, you know, the aviator sunglasses from him that I wear on stage, but other than that, you know, it's, it never even crossed my mind.
And how big of a Priest fan were you going into all this?
You know, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, it was probably a 6 to 7. I mean, you know, Priest was my my second concert I ever went to was, you know, Screaming for Vengeance and, you know, Maiden Run to the Hills tour. You know, I think it was in ninth grade, and it was, you know, like that forever in my mind. But, you know, so definitely a big Priest fan when I was younger. You know, the newer stuff I kind of shied away from, but, you know, I was definitely a Priest fan.
I know our next guest that's coming on after you is Tim Oliver from Ancient Mariners, and I know that you guys have mm-hmm. done some stuff together, and there's no better pairing than Maiden and Judas Priest.
Right.
It's just a legendary pairing, and it seems to go over very well. Do you guys have anything slated for the future together?
Well, we actually just got done doing a show this past weekend that went great. We are eyeballing some things. Hopefully, we might have something brewing down at Tom and Jerry's down in Delco,
nice.
New Jersey. And so we're looking at that. And the place we played last night wants us back again after the new year. So that'll probably happen. There'll be some more pairings.
So now switching over to the Sister Salvation stuff, there I have a couple questions I wanted to ask you about that. Any sign of any new material being recorded?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a small personnel change about 3 months ago. And so we shifted things around and started writing some new material, which we've probably got five new songs down. So we're really trying to narrow them down, which one we want to go to the studio with. We'll probably lay down two. We're hoping in the fall, maybe November, at the beginning of the year release, of those couple songs, or we might release one and then the next one a couple months later.
And what makes the new recordings any different than like past Sister Salvation material?
I think what you're going to notice is different is, well, A, we brought in a new bass player. And our old bass player switched to rhythm guitar, my rhythm guitarist is now lead guitarist, and we're writing more cohesive as a unit. We really take a lot of time to just, somebody comes to the table with an idea, we all hammer it out together, and we're doing a lot more of just getting together and just jamming, just playing and see what comes from that. It's the sound is evolving. You'll hear when the new stuff comes out. The sound is definitely a little different than the older Sister Salvation was.
That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to hearing that. How do people go about finding Sister Salvation music and websites and things along that, everything that you're involved with?
Yep. So everything is pretty much Sister Salvation band. So whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, Sister Salvation, TikTok, on the web, SisterSalvationBand.com, and they can find us really any digital platforms where you can download music. We're pretty much on every single one of those. We get our name out there as much as we can, wherever we can.
That's awesome. So you know I got to ask. I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask. What's your favorite Judas Priest song?
My favorite Priest song. I'm gonna have to go with Hellion Electric Eye.
Song.
Now my favorite to sing is probably Victim of Changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I can understand why, but could you explain a little bit for our listeners why that would be?
Victim of Changes, it's a lot of, there's a lot of changes in the song, feeling changes from, heavy to light, and it's just a tougher vocal song to sing. And for me, I like to challenge myself, so the harder a song is to sing, the more I'm enjoying it, which, sometimes doesn't fare too well for me live because, if it's a rough night and you're picking the tough ones to sing, it could go bad. But you know what? It's I believe that you get better by pushing yourself. So, the more you do it, the better you get.
Now, with that song being as demanding as it is, do you try and blow that out early or do you save that?
Yeah, that song is probably comes up fifth in our set. Yep. So it's right after, I've done a couple songs, have a couple high spots, and it allows my throat to warm up a little bit, and then let's go for it.
I'd have to say my favorite is Green Metal Ishii, man. Just absolutely love Green Metal Ishii.
That's a good song. That's one of my clothing changes. I do about 4 clothing changes in a set. So.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So, any upcoming gigs for you, either be Sister Salvation or Vengeance?
Yeah, we have one coming up this weekend actually at Artie's with Puddle of Mud on
nice.
The 18th with a couple other Jersey bands, Commonwealth and Rawway, playing on that bill as well, and actually STP an STP tribute band will be opening the show called Wicked Garden. And then this actually isn't announced, but I'm going to announce it on your show. We have a showcase show for Victim of Vengeance at actually the old Sands Casino, Wind Creek Casino in Bethlehem, on October 9th. For their Rocktober, we're going to be doing a short set at the casino. So that'll be our next show for Victim.
Dude, that's great, man. Congrats on that. As far as the show for this Saturday, how do people go about getting tickets?
They're on sale right now on Eventbrite, so they can go on Eventbrite.com and grab them. And you can buy them from any of the support acts as well. So you can hit up their Facebook pages and get them from the support acts also.
I know I'm going back a little bit. This is my last question for you, Joe. We're going to play a Sister Salvation song, and it's probably an old one, but I'd like to know if you have any input to it, called My Mind.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, My Mind actually was, I wrote that song when Chris Cornell died. Really that's kind of what the lyrics are about, just kind of like being inside his head and, you know, seeing what was going on in his mind. That's what that came from.
Awesome. Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us tonight, man.
Hey,
and,
I gotta throw one plug out though.
Go ahead, bro.
I saw this show is tied in with wrestling. Am I correct as well?
Yes, that's true. Yep.
So I don't know if you know that the actor that's in our video for Breathe, if you check it out on YouTube, the video is actually GQ Bronski, the wrestler who he was in the IPW, also known as Tom Taylor, who I work with Tom Taylor Productions with a lot of with the bands that I book.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, you might want to hit Tom up and get him on your show.
Oh yeah, dude. And I mean, I am the only rock-based show on a full professional wrestling network. So, I mean, me being a fan kind of keeps me around. But yeah, dude, I'd love to talk to him. I'm going to have to hit you up off the air for contact details. But yeah, dude, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So,
sounds good.
Yeah. Joe, you have a great rest of your weekend. I'm so used to being on Saturday nights. Thank you for being with us tonight, man. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man.
Thanks,
man.
Thank
you again.
See ya.
Have a good day.
Come on. Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. Another big shout out and thank you to Joe Amabile of Sister Salvation and Scream for Vengeance. Our next guests have been with the Rock and Roll Union since probably our very beginning, guys. Really, really excited. It's been a while since we talked to our boys. This is Tim Oliver and the Ancient Mariners. How you guys doing?
Hey, great.
Hey, what's up, CT?
What's going on, Rod? Tim, how are you guys, man?
Yeah, we're great. We're doing really, really, really well, thanks. Had a really fun weekend last weekend, so we're all kind of coming off of a big high, you know?
You know, we were just talking to Joe, and I didn't realize that he had played with you guys this weekend, and he said it was such a fun show. Sorry that I missed it, man. Have you guys been digging more into the back catalog? I know that's something that you guys have been doing for a long time.
Yeah. So, you know, gosh, there's, I mean, now 17 studio albums for Maiden. So there's never an end to, you know, material to cover. We've got about one third of the catalog down, you know?
Wow.
And, yeah. And, you know, it's, we have so many songs learned now that, like, our last rehearsal was just going through everything and being like okay, we got to make sure we don't lose this song, you know, like we haven't
right.
played it in a while. Like, what was the rock? Holy Smoke?
Yeah, Holy Smoke. We have not. We were like, Holy Smoke, man, we haven't played Holy
yeah,
Smoke in
ages. We got to practice that. Jesus.
And we have a couple others that we're working on that we say we're going to keep, you know, a couple songs to add from the back catalog. We're like, yeah, we're going to add them, we're going to add them, we're going to add them. And, you know, just when the time's right, maybe in October, we got a couple shows
right.
coming out.
Like, what the heck? Off of Peace of Mind, the fifth track.
Still Life and Charlotte the
Still
Harlot.
Life.
From the first.
Yeah, like those are the, we keep saying we're going to do them. But, I mean, it's cool that we're busy enough that we just don't plug them in yet. But yeah, no, it's fun. You know, it was crazy. It's like, we'll do a song, you know, like when we did Stranger in a Strange Land, you know, and we hadn't, you know, done that one. You know, when we finally put it into the set list, we're doing it live. It's like, oh my God, how did we like go 3 years without having played this song? It's so freaking cool. Right? So,
yeah, and
there's too many cool Iron Maiden songs is the problem.
Yeah, and unfortunately, usually not enough time.
Well,
so,
yeah, and, you know, like, CT, like, so, you know, when we're on a bill with, like, one or two other bands, like we were with Joe, you know, this last weekend, and we got to find out, okay, what's, like, the best hour to do? And we got, like, 3-4 hours worth of music that we could be doing. And it's like, okay,
right.
how the hell do we, you know, get this down to an hour?
So,
like,
you know, it wouldn't be me
disappointing
if I didn't ask you guys, you know, it wouldn't be me. Thoughts on the new album, I'm hoping I say this right, Senjutsu?
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. And that song, that title track, that's a really, really cool tune. You know, they had the early release for Writing on the Wall. That's a really, really cool tune. I know, Rod, you're real big on
Death of the Celts. I love that song. Oh, my God,
yeah,
I love it.
What is it about that one that's hitting you right?
I don't know. It's just got, like, this kind of gloomy, almost, like, fatalistic aspect to the words, and then the music that goes along really fits. And as a history teacher, I'm sitting there, I was like, well, okay, what are they talking about here? How would I, you know, what exactly are they trying to fit in here? But it's
right.
just really, really, especially the first minute or two with that really dark intro.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that again, you know, because there's a lot of tracks on this that, you know, have that, like, slow, kind of dark and gloomy thing going on. And so I'm still catching up on a few of those tracks to figure out.
My brother was telling me, My brother was telling me this is like the highest selling Maiden CD that they've ever released in the U.S. It's like number 2.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really selling well.
People love Maiden, man. And you know what's cool? It's like they're all in their 60s.
This
like, whatever this message is, you know, this is not Power Slave. They're not in a Power Slave phase of their life, you know. So it's like, you gotta just, like, step back and take a look at it with different ears.
Well, the other thing that I got to say that's massively, it really astounds me is this far into their career, they're still, I mean, this album's like an hour and a half long. And
yeah,
they're still putting these albums out, and they're still like, there's a big core to the out, like almost a thematic element to the album, and people are still clamoring for it. And like you said, Rod, with it being like one of the best selling albums, that should speak high volumes about rock and roll right now. What do you got?
I love what people say, rock is dead and guitar players are dead. And I'm like, guitar sales have never been higher.
Mm.
There's
good point.
There's bands everywhere. You just have to look. You're not going to hear it on AM on FM radio anymore.
Saturday we're with Victim up there in Northampton. Really, really good turnout and not just
50-year-olds. There was people, there were a couple people.
Absolutely.
I was looking at. I was like, did they even have an ID? Did they check their ID before they came in?
Yeah, I definitely saw that too. I'm like, are you sure you're allowed to be in here?
I saw the pic that you guys just set out today with Eddie on stage with you guys. You guys have always gone full out and just really tried to impress. And I'm really looking forward to getting out and seeing you guys again. What's the schedule look like for you guys?
We got a little break until Halloween, and then we got double booking on Halloween. So, Friday night, we're down in Newark, I think, Newark.
Newark at halftime, right? That's
halftime, yeah. And then Saturday night, it's not on our calendar yet because the place we're at, it's called Spyglass Winery, and they like to wait to announce until, like, a couple of their other shows have already been on. Like, they just had Cheap Trick there this last weekend, and Get the Let Out is going to be there this Thursday, or Friday, rather. So they stagger their release of the seats. But we're going to be there on Halloween Saturday.
And I love that stage. Oh, my God. That stage is gigantic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really cool place.
I mean, we have Mischief Night on Saturday night this year. That's going to be a hell of a show for you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's one thing we should... We'll always have a booking on Halloween weekend. Whatever. Iron Maiden and Halloween, man. Come on.
Yeah, we have one last year, unfortunately, because of COVID, it got canceled, but we were all ready
for it.
That's
right. Yeah, that's true.
So I got to ask you, Tim, it's been a while since we've touched base. How's things with the piano company and how things going that way?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's crazy. My business just keeps growing like nuts. I think since the last time you and I spoke, I opened up two more stores.
Wow.
So, I got one in Cherry Hill now and one in Del Mar, Delaware, all the way to the bottom.
Can you remind our listeners of the name of the store?
Yes, it's Cunningham Piano Company. So, I've been with Cunningham for 23 years. I've been an owner of the company for about half of that time. And myself and another guy own it together. And I wish I knew why it's working, but it's working. It just keeps growing.
I'm in the wrong business.
I'm very thankful for it. the piano business, it's fun. It's a fun, fun business. It really is.
Man, now do you do lessons yourself? I mean, do you teach them?
No, I don't. I've got about eight or nine teachers. So we've got a school, and I've got about 35 people in total. So I've got a restoration factory. That's about 12 guys, full time, just rebuilding pianos. The teachers we have are part time. They work whenever they can build up their own studio to whatever size they want. And then an admin staff and salespeople. I don't teach. I don't tune. I don't rebuild. I'm like talent manager.
You
just get the people to do it.
That's enough.
But there was a time in my career where I did everything. I mean, like, I unboxed the piano when it came in. I sold it. I set up the delivery. Sometimes I was on the truck delivering it. I mean, like, I've been involved in everything, but as the company's gotten bigger now, I can't do it. There's no way I could do it all.
Yeah, I'm sure,
Jim,
man.
You didn't tell me about Friday night, did you?
What's that?
You didn't mention anything about what you did Friday night to Chris, did you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I guess not. So, you know the Iron Maidens, the all-female tribute? So they had a gig Friday night at Penn's Peak that got canceled because of somebody in one of the other bands that was on the bill got COVID. I guess they have a few of them did. So Penn's Peak canceled their Friday night thing at Penn's Peak. Well, the Ancient Mariners and the Iron Maidens now have this really interesting friendship because of Courtney Cox, who is from Delco. And about a month ago, was it about a month ago, Rod?
Yeah, she did a set at Tom and Jerry. She did a set with us. And my God, is she like beyond cool?
She was organic.
Yeah, and just so enthusiastic and so easygoing.
Yep. Yeah,
it was
so
a great
Courtney
night.
Jammed with, so she jammed a set with us.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, that was about a month ago. And then, so this Friday, this last Friday gig that got canceled, Courtney was like, asked Paul, our other guitar player, one of our guitar players, if we could help them get down to Tom and Jerry's because they had a free night in their schedule. So we did.
Yeah, get
so
the back line, too.
Yeah, the Ancient Mariners did the back line, so they played on a lot of our equipment. And then as a thank you, I sat in on a couple songs with them. And so I got to sing Fear of the Dark, and Kirsten and I did a back and forth on the Trooper, which was so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, and you guys played it really well together. I mean, you guys played off like the practice that when you did at all. It was a totally off the top of your head.
She's such a pro. Like, before they started their set, we just sat down and just talked through how we wanted it to go. And one of the things, I've done the Trooper battle with other singers, and I guess it's just like instinctive that people want to go. Like, the first singer goes, you take my life, but I'll take yours too. And then the second singer goes, you'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through. And that always, like, hit me a little weird because no one singer ever completes a single sentence, So I said to Kirsten, and I'm like, why don't we do it where it's like you do it a little longer. You take my life, I'll take yours too. You fire your musket, I'll run you through. Then the second singer, so when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand instead of turning back, right? And you do it with that pattern through the whole thing. It worked so freaking well.
that makes more sense, man. Like, I totally under... me as an English teacher, believe me, I totally...
Teacher, I get it, too.
So, I totally understand what you're saying, Tim. But, dude, that's great. And they were in my neck of the woods. The Iron Maidens were in my neck of the woods last Wednesday. It was just a work night. There was no way I was getting out. And those weeknight shows are rough. But the other thing that I got to say that the Mariners always did right, and I always loved it, was your merchandise. What do you guys have, and when are you starting that online store finally?
Oh, I did set it up on our website when we had the hats. I didn't do it with the shirts.
The shirts look good,
cool
too.
We got some nice shirts now. I think they look pretty nice. Here's the thing with an online store that we don't have like help. Like we got to do everything. So I'd much rather people come to the gig, hang out with us, party with us.
We have a box.
I hear you.
We have a giant box and everything's labeled, so you'll get the shirt. You'll get the right size.
Yeah.
We sold, like 5 or 6 of them on Saturday night, which wasn't
bad. No, it was way more than that, Rod. I haven't even counted
money
yet.
All right,
they
cool.
only told you 5 or 6, Rod.
You probably saw 5 or 6 sold, but there were a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, there was – that's a funny story. There was – at one moment, we're in the middle of a song at the gin mill, and Paul strums a chord, reaches into his pocket while the chord's ringing out, and hands me $40. And I'm like, what the – we're in the middle of this song. I'm like, what the hell is that for? And he's like, merch. I'm like, we're in the middle of this.
You know, that's what's so funny about this band. We haven't been together that long, in a way, compared to some other tributes. But we are just so at ease and get along and just go on stage and we can do spontaneous stuff like that and nobody freaks out, nobody misses a beat. We just go along with it. So
yeah, that I gotta say, man, I've seen you guys in some situations before and you guys have lived to tell the tale.
Oh, definitely. You gotta roll with the punches and we've all been playing long enough that you realize sometimes when things happen you just keep going. The one thing you do is just you have to play. Don't just stop because then everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah. So how do people go about finding your website, your social media pages, that kind of stuff, so they can keep up to date with the show dates and all that?
Yeah, Facebook is where we're the most active. It's the Ancient Mariners Philly. If you just put in the Ancient Mariners at this point, like we're kind of like the only people using that name doing this. So, it's going to come up. But we did put Philly on a lot of our Earls just to make sure people knew it was us. And we've got an Instagram that's actually kind of started to pile on some peeps, which is cool.
And we have a traditional website, too.
Yep, theancientmarinersphilly.com. Facebook seems to be where we're, like the events on there. They make it pretty easy to let people know what's up.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot on there.
And once again, when's the next event that you guys are playing? Is it Halloween or you guys have a gig before?
29th.
Halloween Friday and October. Saturday.
Yeah, the 29th of October at the halftime.
29.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll either use that time.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight, man. Always great catching up.
My busy schedule, yeah. I'm ready to go to Target right now. I have like 6 blocks to our life. I'm here with my son to go look at toys.
Ah.
And he's in the car. He's like, Dad, let's go. Dad, let's go. I know what to do. Matt, say hi.
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 Hi, Matt.
He's on the radio.
That's awesome. So you guys enjoy the rest of your week, and we're going to have to get caught up off the air so we can hang out a little bit. But, it's been a while.
All right, man, thanks a lot, Chris. Thanks for having us on.
So you guys have a great rest of your week, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
thanks. Bye.
All right, later, Tim.
So that was Tim and Rod of the Ancient Mariners. Guys, I'm telling you, if you have not seen that band, their next gigs aren't for a while. Make your plans now for the 29th and 30th of October. They will be playing. They'll be playing halftime on the 29th. A lot of good music going on around that time, guys. Ballroom Blitz is coming up. And if you guys did not see it, it was just dropped on the Rock and Roll Union Facebook page last night. Our first gig in a while, man. This is the first gig we've done since Jersey Shore Jam. This is our Rock for Autism, guys. We will be playing October 22nd at the Rusty Nail in Ardmore, PA. You got two originals and two cover bands for that night. You have the two best original bands in the area. Some of the best bands in the area. You got Zenora and Rat Rod, man. You cannot beat those original bands. And then the cover bands, you have Loungefly, the tribute to Stone Temple Pilots, and you have the debut of Later Skater. They are a 90s tribute band. They're going to be playing all your favorite alternative hits from that time period. So, guys, that is the Rusty Nail, October 22nd. We are still looking for people to join us for our walk. If you'd like to join us for our walk for autism, which will be the following day, October 23rd in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, make sure you check us out. And that's about it, guys. Make sure you get out this week. Friday night is our featured suggested show of the week. That show is Rat Rod, Babylon Shakes, Level Eye, and Instinct. Make sure you check that out. And Saturday night, you're going to have Sister Salvation. Joe was just on a little while ago. opening up for the almighty Puddle of Mud. So, guys, have a great rest of your week. Hang in there. And until next time, bring back rock and roll.
Rock and roll!